Well, hello, I'm Sandy Toomer, and this is the Church Coffee Shop Podcast brought to you by Coffee for Missions. This is episode numero uno, number one, and originally aired Thursday, March 30th, 2017. Enjoy. Well, welcome to this, the first episode of the Coffee for Missions Podcast. We're simply calling it the Church Coffee Shop Podcast because that's what it's all about. That is today a growing booming area within all churches. They're adding what's called the third space, coffee shops within the church, and often coffee shops in the community. And that's what we're going to talk about. A little bit about Coffee for Missions and about myself and my wife, who are the founders of Coffee for Missions. Again, my name is Sandy Toomer. My wife is Trish. We've been married almost 40 years. For 15 years of our life, we were missionaries in Central and South America, where I worked as a pilot with an organization called Mission Aviation Fellowship and flew several thousands of hours down there in the jungles of the Amazon rainforest. But while we were there, we learned a lot about coffee, became big fans of Costa Rican coffee, Colombian coffee. And when we came back to the United States, we went, bleh, the coffee here was terrible. Well, we came back and needing a second income, as many returning missionaries do, and we were still with our organization, still with MAF for a number of years after we came back in a different area, we needed a second income. And so through a providential meeting with a friend of ours that we had known when I was in flight school, who is now in the coffee business, he asked us, where you live, is there a really good coffee shop? And we had to be honest, we knew there weren't. There were no coffee shops. There wasn't even a Starbucks here where we live in Auburn, Alabama, War Eagle. And so he said, why don't you consider doing that? I'll help you. And he had some equipment, and he had just actually brokered the sale of a coffee shop that had gone out of business. He purchased the equipment and sold the equipment, everything, soup to nuts, tables, chairs, espresso machine, ice machine, three-compartment sink, everything. And if we ever do any consulting with you, you'll get to know all this list of equipment you need. Anyway, we bought everything from John for just pennies on the dollar. And then we started our first shop as a pop-up within another business, and that lasted about 6 or 8 months while we kind of got our feet on the ground and learned a little bit more about the business side of coffee. And then in 2005, we moved our shop next to Auburn University, big college town. SEC football is big here in Auburn each weekend. Our 56,000 population blossoms up to around 200,000 on a big weekend if we're playing Georgia or Alabama or Clemson, somebody like that. And so we thought, well, this is a good move. We were right next to the campus, and we started in the second move in 2005, Toomer's Coffee, which is our coffee shop we started, and it grew. And in 2006, we got to the point where it became economically viable for us to consider going into roasting ourselves. So we purchased a good Dietrich roaster, infrared roaster, started producing our own coffee, helped us quite a bit, and the reputation for our coffee grew. We were mentioned in Southern Living magazine as one of the top coffee roasters in the South. It was specifically in Alabama was the article was about. And it grew, and over time, we found ourselves adding e-commerce to our website. We started selling our coffee all over, and then one thing led to another, and by 2013, our business was booming. If you look at the average sales of a family-owned coffee shop, we were doing much better than the average. And in 2013, we sold our retail business to another family who has since grown it and moved it into a couple of different locations, but they still use our coffee. And we're going to rely just on our e-commerce sales. At that time, we had also taken on another brand, Coffee for Missions. And Coffee for Missions was actually kind of born out of a relationship we had with a church in Oklahoma who was using the sale of coffee within their church to the profits from that coffee to support missionaries that were from their church that were working in a business as missions model overseas. So we roasted the coffee. They sold it. It was called Coffee for Missions. And then at some point, they decided they no longer wanted to do that. And we had marketed the name, the concept of selling church to churches, our coffee, and had grown the business. And they very graciously handed over the domain, let us take off with it. We started marketing it. And the funny thing was, one of the most common calls we got was from churches at that point, because I have written an article, which you, if you're listening to this, that may be the article, that's where this podcast is posted. But this article is how to start a church coffee shop. Is like, now if you type in starting a church coffee shop, my article for Coffee for Missions, I think will be the first thing that pops up. But that was one of the most common things that we were asked about, was how do you start a church coffee shop? Well, we started consulting with people over the phone, and then next thing we know, people wanted us to come to their churches. Well, we set it up now, and we charge a very reasonable fee for our consulting services. We have traveled from Los Angeles, California, to Washington, D.C., a couple of different cities in Virginia, Salt Lake City, Utah, Florida, all over Alabama and Georgia. And it has grown that now our consulting service is a significant part of what we do. And the reason that our consulting services have been instrumental, I know on a couple occasions of people doing well when maybe they would have struggled, was because during the number of years that we owned our business here in Auburn as a retail shop, after we opened up, like I said, we were one of the first shops to ever open up in the area. After we opened up, probably 10 or 11 or 12 different people started coffee shops here in Auburn. And the sad truth is that over, well, from 2005 when we saw this happening until we sold our retail unit in 2013, all of those were gone except for, I think, one. And that's really important. You know, why is it we succeeded, our profits increased every year, even through the 2008-2009 economic downturn? Those were two of our best years. What did we know? And I don't know. We are just common sense people. I was a businessman before I got into flying. I was a national marketing director for a company. My wife had worked in banking. Had quite a background with that. She's very numbers oriented. Plus, we had the gentleman I mentioned earlier who convinced us to consider getting into the coffee business mentored us, and so we learned a lot. And we watched other people do things that were different than what we had been told to do, and as a result, you know, we were kind of the last man standing, and so we felt like we had something to offer. We have now, with our consulting business, set up we have a manual that when we come out to consult with you, we provide. It's kind of a bullet point listing of the main things that you need to think about in starting a coffee shop. So today on this podcast, you got a little bit of a background about us, and you can, if we talk on the phone, you can ask more, but I don't want to spend too much time talking about that. The bottom line is we know the coffee business, and we were successful at it, and we now provide good coffee and consulting. Our motto is we have good coffee that supports the Great Commission. So we want you to just sit back now and listen to this part. This is about when you're looking at starting a church coffee shop, you have two options. The one option is to open the coffee shop within the church. This is the most common concept that most churches come up with. They've got an empty space, and they want to put it to good use. Let's set up a little coffee shop. Oh, this will be great for the people in the church, and when guests come, and we can have meetings in there, and students can come, and that's all great. That sounds really good. A lot of churches do that. We go to a church here in Auburn, Church of the Highlands. They have a cafe in a number of their locations. They're one of this kind of new movement of churches where they have one central location and then have a number of satellite campuses that are linked by video. And I think we have probably 5 or 6 of the campuses right now at Highlands that have cafes in them. Then you have the rare bird. And these are the people who we love to be involved with because these are people who think way out of the box. These are the people that when they start their coffee shop, they see it as not something just for our church, but we want to use it as outreach into the community. And we have worked with a number of organizations, not just churches, but ministries, organizations that have thought about doing this. And a lot of them, after they get into it and look at the numbers and realize what's involved, decides it's probably not the direction they need to go. But we have had some terrific success stories, and we're going to get into that later. But this is what we call the community-based church coffee shop. If you want to read a very interesting story about another successful one, great book by a pastor from Washington, D.C., named Mark Batterson, and he had this same concept. I would like to have a church coffee shop where people don't feel like they're going to a church coffee shop. It's just a really good coffee shop, and when people come in, it's a neutral environment. They can sit down, and we may be able to minister to them. They may be able to ask questions, or it may just be a place to give people a break from the hectic day. Our coffee shop was like that. You would think, being Christians owning coffee shop, we would have scriptures on the wall and play nothing but Christian music, and we didn't. Had nothing against that. But what we were trying to do, as with the missionary mindset we had and having worked as active missionaries overseas, we realized a lot of people have attitudes towards the church, misconceptions, and they think we're going to, you know, hold our Bible in our hand and point our finger at them, and nothing could be further from the truth because that's not what our faith is about. So we just wanted to create an environment where people could come in and just feel free to be themselves and provide a healthy, wholesome, great environment with great products and great coffee at great prices. And we did that, I think. We were very successful at doing that. We had people come to us and just say, I don't know what it is about this place. And they wouldn't even know that we had been missionaries or didn't know that we were even Christians because we don't walk around. We didn't keep tracks on the tables. We didn't do anything. We had a Bible in there and we had stuff. But if people ask us questions, we would talk to them about the Lord. And that was the freedom that we had. And we took advantage of it. We had many, many pastors would have meetings there because people didn't mind because it was just a coffee shop. They wouldn't come to the church and meet with the pastor, but they would come to our coffee shop and meet. And we had a lot of great stories of people coming to the Lord through that. And so we wanted to see, like Pastor Batterson's church with their coffee shop, we wanted to see other churches kind of step out and think out of the box and do that. Okay, there's two things that you need to consider in these two scenarios, the church-based, church building-based coffee shop and the community out of the church building-based coffee shop. The church coffee shop in your building probably will never make a real profit. You might just cover your expenses. A lot of times churches try to operate with volunteers. All I'm going to say is you get what you pay for. Volunteers usually don't need the money. They're doing it to help. But if something else comes up, they have no hesitation telling you they can't come in for a shift. So it's hard to have normal shifts and run the coffee shop like a proper business when you're in there. A lot of times churches just want to give away the coffee. Now, that's not really the coffee shop, but they'll have the stations around the church with the coffee. And we have a lot of churches that do that. And that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the church that wants to create the, for lack of a better word, the Starbucks kind of environment. You know, granite countertops and the high top tables and the cooler with the muffins in it and all that kind of stuff. you probably are going to have a difficult time making a profit. And there's a lot that goes into why, and that's not the point of this podcast, but we have been involved in this for 15 years, and I'm just telling you that's a fact. It's going to be difficult to make a profit. So if you do decide to do that, consider it a ministry, and it's an expense. If we break even, great. And we've had some churches who have told us that's all we want to do. If we can just break even with this and provide this, we'll be happy. And that's fine. But with a community-based coffee shop, not only will you cover your expenses, but you can make money. I mean, serious money. The average, there was a study that was, it came out of the West Coast that said that the average mom-and-pop or independent coffee shop as of, I think it was 2013, averaged around $175,000 a year. Now, think about that. With your overhead, with your expenses, the average of $175,000 a year in revenue gives you a lot to work with. Now, that's not your net profit, of course. You've got to work through all of some other things that we'll help you with. But, for example, you know, the gross margin of a coffee shop is about 85%. And operating income averages around 2.5% of net sales. And it's a labor intensive. So if you've got good employees, one study I read said that a good employee can generate $50,000 in annual revenue per worker. Now, here is where we come in with our consulting side of Coffee for Missions. The studies say that the average startup cost for new coffee houses, and this is what scares people a little bit sometimes, is $150,000 to $500,000. Well, let me tell you, when we started our coffee shop, people used to come into it after it was open and said, is this a franchise? Is this a company-owned store? Because it looked that good. Our startup cost, equipment, build-out, everything was $30,000. Yeah, $30,000. We added some things. We paid cash for everything as we went. We never went into debt, and we sold the thing. We made a profit when we sold it because we had no debt. We paid our employees well. So don't let those numbers scare you off. We can help you with that, and we want to. So one of the things that you need to think about is, are we going to start our coffee shop in the church or are we going to start it in the community? So let me kind of wrap up and tell you about one of our success stories. This is a church, and on our website, if you look at OV Church on the front page and you look at Coaster Coffee, same group, OV Church started using our coffee, then decided to go into the community with their shop, and that's Coaster Coffee. They contacted us about a year ago, and Eric Sherwood, associate pastor, was kind of spearheading this, was the lead on this movement in the church, wanted to talk to us about coming up and consulting with them in Norfolk, Virginia to see what the viability would be for them to go out into the community with a coffee shop. And young staff, I'd say the average age of the staff is 35 to 40. And we went up there, spent about 2 or 3 days with them, and went through our manual. We went through, had a big whiteboard, and I think there's a picture of one of the sessions on the website. Then we went out to lunch one day, and then they wanted to take us out and show us some of their locations, which were fantastic. They all had positives, they all had negatives, but all in all, they were, you know, we said, yeah, we would approve any of these. And then after they dropped us off, my wife and I went back in our rental car and drove around and looked in windows and looked at them so we could come up with a more thorough analysis of, you know, what we thought about these locations. Well, funny thing was, over the next, I guess, maybe 6 months, they weren't in a hurry. They prayed through every step of the way. They weren't in a big hurry. They, one by one, they found that each of these locations just kind of disappeared. They for various reasons, they weren't an option. Then one day, they came across this location that was across from where a roller coaster used to be, very famous in that area. And if you look at the picture on their Facebook page, there's a building, and according to that, they said that building, at one time, their church had services in there back in the 50s. So it's kind of a cool idea that they found a location right next to a place where their church had some history. Well, anyway, they rented the building. We worked through that, helped them with their lease a little bit as far as figuring out how to word everything, using the people in their church. They had electricians, they had plumbers, did everything to code, everything, you know, got all the proper permits, but, you know, they were able to use professionals in their church who were willing to donate their time to save money. Their cabinetry, which is beautiful, was built by a member who is, being in Norfolk, as you might gather, he's in the Navy, he's a submarine commander, and he built their cabinetry. Just some really cool things happened. And it was allowed them to get into this. My wife, they would call us every week or so and say, oh, we found a cooler, or we found this. What do you think about this? And she would look at it, because we do recommend buying a lot of equipment used. And she kind of worked through stuff with them. And then she went back up right when they got ready to open and did the final training before their soft open and helped them get all their everything, their workflow set up. All that to say is they've actually turned into one of our better coffee customers now, and they are booming. I mean, they've been open since January or December, and they've already got, you know, almost 2,000 likes on their Facebook page. I'm putting together some materials for them to help them in their social media marketing. They've got a great manager now, Christina, who's got coffee shop background, and I just see God blessing every step of the way. And this first year, if they can just pay off any debt they had, if they had any, and I don't even know for a fact they had any debt. I think they were able to pay cash for pretty much everything. But if they can spend the first 6 or 8 months getting their feet under them, I think this is going to be an extremely, extremely profitable ministry for them. And I want you to think about that. Feel free to call them. I'm sure Eric would love to talk to you, but we would like to help you, and that's where our Coffee for Missions consulting kicks in. And you have to call us and talk to us. We'd like to hear what you're thinking, whether it's church-based or it's community-based, and neither one is right or wrong. It's what's right or wrong for you, and, you know, what are your goals and objectives, and we'll work through that with you. But I want you to think about that. We're going to be getting into some more details as we get into this Coffee for Missions, the coffee shop podcast. We're going to be getting into a little bit more, and we'll get into some very specific things that might help you and help you, you know, reach the potential that you have in the community to reach out to people. You know, it's a great thing to consider. It's the new wave. It's where a lot of churches are going, but don't be scared by the community-based coffee shop, and we can help you do that well. So I just hope you have a good day. And for Coffee for Missions, I'm Sandy Toomer. Have a great day. Thank you. Well, that's it for episode one of the Church Coffee Shop Podcast. Check back. We'll be adding more soon. Hey, and while you're listening, why not pop over to our e-store and get a few bags of our Coffee for Missions coffee and try it. You'll taste the difference right away. Until next time, I'm Sandy Toomer with Coffee for Missions. Have a great day, and God bless.